Blog Talk Radio.
No matter what you're going through, I know that you can stand. For your life is in His hands.
No matter what may come my way.
His grace and mercy. Do it for him. He loves you. I know he does.
Amen, amen, amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. We want to welcome everybody that's tuned in, everybody that's called in. If you don't know, I'm about to tell you what this is. This is more than an hour of power, glory to God, where we come to bring you the overflow. Hallelujah, amen, because 1 hour just ain't enough. Hallelujah, amen. We always saying, God, I want more. I want more. Glory to God, hallelujah. But God say, if you want more, you got to sit down and receive more. Quit putting God on a schedule. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. 1 hour and I'm gone. No, God say it's going to take more than that, hallelujah, to give you the revelation he got for you. So we want to welcome everybody tonight, everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. This is more than an hour of power. What's up, dude, from that city? Praise God. Hallelujah. We are about to get started on tonight. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, is in the building. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, First Lady, amen, ain't far. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you know tonight is Monday night. Hallelujah. The second day of the week. Amen. So we are featuring none other than my brother in Christ, hallelujah, Apostle Elder Nate Curry and the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship is in the building on tonight, glory to God, and they will be coming through bringing forth a dynamic word from the Lord. Before we go any further, let's take it to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you on tonight, Lord. We want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name. Lord, you said when two or three gather together in your name that you will be in the midst, you will be in the middle. So we thank you, Lord, for being in the middle of this on tonight. We simply ask that your Holy Spirit be present in a mighty way. Hallelujah, that you have your way on tonight. Hallelujah, let your will be done tonight, Lord, and not ours. Lord, we thank you in advance for the revelation you're about to give us. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord, for the knowledge you're about to drop into our hearts. But you said that we perish for the lack of it. So we thank you for the knowledge, and we are ready to receive it on tonight. We want to take time out to bind and rebuke and cast away any work of the devil, any work of the enemy, any work of Satan that is trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on tonight. We bind him, we rebuke him, and we cast him away and command him not to come on tonight, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we want to just praise you. We want to just magnify you. We want to just lift you up. We want to tell you, Lord, how worthy you are. We want to tell you, Lord, how precious you are. We want to tell you, Lord, how great you are. We want to tell you, Lord, that there's no God like you. There will never be one like you nor beside you. Hallelujah. And we just want to praise your high and your holy name. And we want to praise you, Lord, not, hallelujah, for what you have done, not for what you're going to do, but just for being who you are. We want to praise your name. We want to magnify your name. We want to lift you up on tonight. Lord, we want to love on you. Hallelujah, for everything that you have done, for just being God all by yourself. We want to love on you tonight, Lord. Hallelujah, and tell you we love you and let you know that we appreciate you for everything that you do. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody that's called in. Everybody out there on prayer line live on TikTok, we thank God for you. Amen. You have tuned in to more than an hour of power. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers. I am in the building on tonight. Hallelujah. It's the second night of the week. That means the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship is in the building and will be bringing forth a dynamic word from the Lord on tonight. But y'all know we got to start off, hallelujah, amen, with a scripture. Appreciate the likes. Read CR125. Glory to God, and we thank God for everybody out there online. Glory to God, hallelujah. We're going to Psalms 100 on tonight. Real quick, Psalms 100, and it reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word on tonight. I want us to pay attention to verse number 3 tonight real quick. It says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. To put it in plain English, he's saying you need to know that the Lord is God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, some of us might say this doesn't seem like some eye-opening information, Elder. Glory to God. We know that the Lord is God. So what is the writer trying to tell us? Praise God. Hallelujah. One version said, acknowledge that the Lord, he is God. Acknowledge. Praise God. Hallelujah. In other words, praise God. Give God praise and acknowledgement for what he has done in your life. Praise God. We got people walking around talking about they self-made. I'm a self-made millionaire. I'm a self-made billionaire. I'm a self-made hundredaire. Hallelujah. Some of you talking about you're self-made and ain't got a dime to your name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But whether, amen, you got a dime to your name or $1 billion to your name, hallelujah, you are not self-made. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have to understand and come to the conclusion, come to the reality. Stop living in a dream world. You're not that smart. You're not that cute. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And you don't know the right people. Amen. Praise God. You don't have the right education. Hallelujah. Amen. To accomplish what you have accomplished, praise God. Hallelujah. You have to have some help. Praise God. You couldn't have gotten where you have gotten to on your own. You needed some assistance. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't care how cute you think you are. Hallelujah. Amen. You might be beautiful, but you ain't that cute. Glory to God. To obtain the things that you have gotten. You may be smart, but you ain't that smart. Hallelujah. Amen. To be working or be in the profession that you own. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's so many things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So many variables in your situation. Glory to God. And the only reason why you are at the point that you are is because God was prevalent in your life. Hallelujah. God was leading and guiding you. God was ordering your footsteps. God was directing your path. God was making crooked paths straight. God was opening doors that no man could close. God was doing this for you. You didn't do this on your own. You are not self-made. It is he who has made us. Hallelujah. And not we ourselves. You need to get it out your mind, glory to God, that you are the reason. You are the cause. Hallelujah, for whatever success you have. You think you that cute that you got that man. You think you that fine that you got that woman. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You think you that smart that you got that job. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, God says, no, if it had not been for me. You know how many cute people, amen, ain't in your position? Because so it can't be because you cute. Glory to God. You know how many smart people, amen, couldn't get that job? Hallelujah. So it can't be because you're smart. Praise God. It must be because you're a child of the Most High God. It must be because you knew somebody. You had an inside connection, and that inside connection was Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He goes on to say, it is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. I've just explained that he made us. He not only molded us and shaped us in the womb, as he tells us in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, glory to God, hallelujah, amen, that he knew us, hallelujah, before he formed us in our mother's belly, glory to God, hallelujah, but he molded and shaped your career path. He molded and shaped your path in ministry. He molded and shaped you forming relationships. He molded and shaped you every single step of the way. He made you who you are. all that complaining you was doing about people, hallelujah, amen. But those people are the reason you are who you are. That's why you so strong, because you was, hallelujah, used as a child. That's why you, hallelujah, amen, are at the point you are, because God used those people to mold and shape you into the person you are today. That's why you was picked on as a kid, so you could have thick skin. Glory to God. They can't get to you as an adult. That's why you went through the things you went through. God was shaping you. You ain't just cut from a different cloth like that. Give God the credit that he deserves. Acknowledge that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us. Now we are him. And then he says, we are his people. We are his people. See, we got it twisted. We think God belongs to us, but really we belong to God. We think God is here to tell him to do, but really, hallelujah, we're here to do what God tell us to do. Hallelujah. And we are the sheep of his pasture. I know you work. I know you feel like you work so hard to pay that house note and that rent and that car note and to buy them clothes and to buy that furniture, amen, to look good and to buy them name brand designer and those purple labels, glory to God. But God say, all that belong to him. I don't care how hard you work for or you think you work for. All this belongs to him. The pasture belongs to him.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. So we need to, amen, praise God, recognize today. We need to acknowledge today, hallelujah, that everything we got is because of God. He was always in the mix. He didn't just step in when you asked him to. He been in the mix. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. You might turn your back on me, but I will never turn my back on you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So as we get ready to move forward with our service, acknowledge the presence of God in your life. Acknowledge that you couldn't have got to where you went on your own. Acknowledge that God had to be present in order for you to be where you are right now. Glory to God. If you're not tuning in, this is more than an hour of power. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost Sr., a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, is in the building, and it is the second night of the week. Glory to God, and you know what that means. Hallelujah. That means, hallelujah, the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship is in the building. Glory to God.
Amen.
For the bread of life. Hallelujah, amen. If you are ready for the main course, because the Bible says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word out of the mouth of God. If you're ready for the word that proceeded out of the mouth of God tonight, you have tuned in at the right time, getting ready to come forth. Hallelujah, amen, and bring forth a dynamic word from the Lord on tonight is my brother in Christ, hallelujah, representing Los Angeles, California. The West Coast is in the building. He is the pastor of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Hallelujah, amen. He is my brother in Christ, and he always comes forth with a dynamic word from the Lord. I'm talking about none other than your friend, hallelujah, and mine. The Holy Apostle himself, Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Apostle Curry, it's in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you as he always does. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen. Come on and put those hands together and give God a praise. Amen. Wherever you are, right now, come on and lift up the name. Hallelujah. Of the Lord. Come on and bless the Lord right now. Hallelujah. For he is worthy to be praised. Come on and magnify the name of our God. Come on here, somebody. Amen. The Lord is great, and he's greatly to be praised. Come on and bless the name. Anybody got a praise in their spirit tonight? Anybody got a shout of triumph in their voice tonight? Hallelujah. Come on and lift up the name of our God. Hallelujah. We give him praise. The Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Who did redeem out the hand of the enemy? if he's redeemed you from anything, if he's delivered you from anything, then you owe him praise on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If he brought you out of anything, if he's healed you from anything, hallelujah, then we owe him all the praise and the glory tonight. Somebody lift your hands and give God the praise. Hallelujah. If he woke you up this morning, hallelujah, he deserves to be praised. Hallelujah. If you was able to open your eyes and see another awesome, beautiful, hot day, glory to God, come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Somebody need to praise him. If you know that you ain't going to a place hotter than this, come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. The Bible says, in him we live, move, and have our being. I wish somebody would take about 5 seconds and really give God some glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
God said he inhabits the praises of his people. Come on here, somebody. The world can't praise him, and the devil won't praise him. So God says, somebody, give me some praise. Hallelujah. Heaven is always praising. But God said, I love when what I made give me praise. Come on here, somebody. Somebody said, neighbor, you were made to give him praise. Come on here, somebody. We were made to give God praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. We bless the Lord on tonight. We give him the glory and the honor on tonight. We thank him. Amen. I want to thank God for my brother on tonight, my dear brother. Amen.
Bless you, my
Amen. Elder Andre Prevost, amen. I love you to life, man of God. Amen. Amen. And I give honor to him, amen, to his queen, his wife on tonight. Amen. I thank God for them on tonight. Amen. I thank God for my queen and my wife. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I beautiful kids that God has blessed us with. Amen. Amen. I give praise on tonight. Amen. I shout out the fellowship. Amen. The Committed Jews International Worldwide Fellowship. Amen. We're in the building. Double cool. Tarabasa. And we only in the building because God is in the building. Come on here, somebody. Somebody magnify the name of the Lord. Somebody give God some praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God on tonight. Amen. We thank God for who he is. Amen. I'm telling you right now, child of God, hold on to God with everything you got. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't be moved by every wind of doctrine. Amen. Don't be moved by what people are saying, but only be moved by what the Holy Ghost is saying. Amen. Because in this hour, only the word of God is going to be able to stand in this last hour. Amen. And we got to stop being tricked by the devil, y'all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I want to look at two quick scriptures tonight. We're not going to be long tonight, but we're going to be strong. And I'm going to say what the Lord wants me to say. Then we're going to give God the praise, and we're going to be out of here. Is that all right on tonight? Amen. 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 I'm going to come with two different scriptures on tonight, but I'm going to come in a different way. I know they're very familiar passages of scripture. But I just want to look at something tonight right quickly. Amen. Everybody that can, come with me to Matthew chapter 6. Amen. And 24. Very familiar passage of scripture. Amen. Amen. When everybody get there, shout amen. I'll be right back. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. And then I want to look at another scripture after we look at that one. Is everybody there?
Amen.
If you're there, shout amen. You know, I want to talk about tonight how the enemy used holidays to worship him. Amen. I want to cover this tonight. I haven't really stepped into it, but I want to step into it tonight, though, because the Holy Spirit put it in my heart to do so. And the scripture that he gave me was Matthew 6 and 24. And what does the Lord read? Before we read it, I want to go into a quick moment of prayer. Father, we thank you. We give you praise on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for what you're about to say, for what you're about to speak. Father, we give you the glory and the honor. We thank you on tonight, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we give you the praise on tonight. Father, speak as only you can. Amen. Do what you want to do tonight for us, Lord. Free our minds, free our hearts, free our spirit, oh God. We thank you, Father, and we give you the praise, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I ask you today, Lord, hallelujah, to move in a mighty way, God, that your word be glorified. Hallelujah. And Father, we're going to thank you tonight and give you all the glory and all the praise. We bind up the hand of the enemy and the devil, God, that will try to interfere, God, or block. Father, we thank you that there is no hindrance, God, on tonight. We thank you, God. We give you the praise and the glory. We thank you, Lord, that it's already done. We give you praise on tonight for the truth. And we shall know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. We thank you on tonight for freedom. Amen. Through the truth of your word, we give you praise and glory for all things. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody give God a shout of praise. Somebody give God a shout of glory on tonight.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen. They're not teaching this to us in the church. Amen. Because they're teaching us in the church that we need to celebrate the holidays. Amen. When in actuality, we need to separate ourselves from the holidays. Amen. Why? Because anything that is connected to the devil, we don't need it. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God praise. I said anything that's connected to the devil, we don't need it. Come on here, somebody. Amen. And we still worshiping holidays and celebrating because we haven't gotten free. But I pray tonight that the Holy Ghost of God set us free tonight because he is a deliverer. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Matthew 6 and 24. Are we all ready?
Daddy.
Amen. And the word of the Lord reads, because no man can serve two masters. So either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. I know this is talking about this, that we cannot serve God and money, but at the same time, amen, they have a program, amen, that when the holidays come, we automatically think we have to spend our money that they give us because we feel unpatriotic when we don't do it. Amen. But we must understand that how can we say that we hate the devil and then turn around when the holiday come and worship the devil, amen, through us having picnics and getting together and socializing, amen. Amen. We don't have to pick a holiday to do that. Amen. We should be doing that all through the week. Come on here, somebody. Those of us who can get together. We don't have to pick one day out of a week, amen, to be able to get together and celebrate each other. Amen. But to me, it just seemed like that the enemy has us tricked through the fact that he have us to turn around and celebrate something that give glory to him. Like today. What glory is God getting out of Labor Day? And what glory is God getting out of us celebrating Labor Day?
Are they moving the blender?
Let me go a little deeper than this. God don't even want us to work a job. because it is against the law of God for us to even have a job. That wasn't God's intent. God's intent for us was through obedience to be blessed, amen, to be able to produce without working. Because remember, work did not come until Adam disobeyed God and got up under the curse. Once he got up under the curse, then automatically God says, now you're going to have to toil. Now you're going to have to sweat. And by the sweat of your brow, it's not going to come easy anymore because you have broken the law of obedience. Come on here, somebody. And he says, now the ground is cursed for your sake. Come on here, somebody. In other words, the ground that used to produce for him with no problem, now he has to work to get it to produce. Oh, I wish somebody stay with me tonight. Come on here, somebody. Amen. I know it's quiet on the set tonight, glory to God. But let me help you out with something more. Okay? If work is attached to God, then how was it that they were able to mandate that if you don't work, and I mean, if you want to work, you have to take the vaccine in order to stay with our workforce. Amen. Amen. God never implemented that. Amen. So, you know, that's something that we have to do in order to stay attached to God. Come on here, somebody. But how many know that God is bigger and greater? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's why God is saying trust him. Come on here, somebody. We got to trust God. Oh, somebody need to give God a prayer with that. We need to trust God in this hour. Come on here, somebody. Hey, man. How many of you know that God is not going to fail us? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That there's no failure in God. But God is testing us to see where our trust is. He's testing us to see where our faith is. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
So when God bring us out, God want to bring us out not only spiritually but mentally too, to let us recognize what is of him and what is not of him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So how can we turn around and say that we fight the devil and then turn around on the holiday and worship the devil? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many know that you can't fight and worship the same entity at the same time? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We got to get it in our mind, child of God. This is not of God. We got to separate ourselves. We got to come out from among them. See, us celebrating the holidays is saying that we're still among them. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. The holidays came about through the Roman Catholic Church, who the devil set up, amen, to keep the people religiously bound. Come on here, somebody. And the Roman Catholic Church is the one that made the holidays a legal holiday. Come on here, somebody. When the Roman Church, amen, got through. But see, what they're not telling us, though, that every holiday was first used to worship the devil. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. It was first used as a form or as a sign of satanic worship. Hallelujah. And so that's why God is telling us to recognize what's going on. Why is it that it seems like a spell come over us on the holidays? Come on here, somebody. It just seemed like that our mind go into another place. Come on here, somebody. Oh, I got to get this. Oh, I got to buy this. Oh, I got to cook this. Why? The Bible says if any man be in Christ, he's what? A new creature. So my mindset is I'm in the world, but I'm not of it. Come on here, somebody. But every time we celebrate the holiday, We put ourselves in a place of saying that we are of the world. Come on here, somebody. Oh, I got to do it because the world is doing it. No. What did the Lord say? Come on here, somebody. I'm not going to do something just because the world is doing it. I want to obey God. Come on here, somebody. Because how many know the only what we do for him is going to last? Come on here, somebody. We got to make sure everything we doing glorify him. Come on here, somebody. So if I'm out here cooking a big dinner and celebrating Labor Day, a day that was made to worship the enemy, then how is God getting the glory? I want with somebody to stick a praise in there somewhere. Hallelujah.
Yeah, he's definitely
home. I hope that we can get this tonight, because I believe with all my heart it's going to set us so free. Come on here, somebody. Ever since God delivered me from holidays and things like that, becoming a Jew, you know, I feel so free. And I can remember when I was in the world that, you know, I was going by family tradition, because it was a family tradition for us mm-hmm. to celebrate holidays. But how many know that tradition is not of God? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And we got to step out of tradition. Come on here, somebody. And let me tell you, when you step out of tradition, everybody not going to like you. Everybody not going to accept you. You got to be willing to be criticized, amen, so that God can be glorified in your life. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Somebody give God a praise on tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. It's amazing, though, beloved. Think about it. We say we fight the devil, but then we turn around and worship the devil through the holidays. Come on here, somebody. So how many know that we ain't free until we can be completely free? Because the Bible says who the Son set free is what? Free indeed. The word indeed means I'm free in conduct. I'm free in mannerism. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We come out that we the light of the world. But what is the light of the world doing celebrate with the darkness? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. There's a separation between light and darkness. Come on here, somebody. The darkness has its time to shine, but so do the light. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Well, I don't want to offend nobody, Apostle. Yahshua offended people all the time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But he had to stand up for what was right. Come on here, somebody. And how many know when you stand up for what is right, everybody is not going to always lack when you stand up for what's right. But how many know that God can't back us up till we stand up for what's right? Come on and give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah. The only reason why they gave our ancestors a break, amen, was because of the holiday. That's the only time they got a little time to rest. Amen, because they were always working, so they counted that as a treat. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because that meant that they had a little time to enjoy life. Come on here, somebody. But God said that we have it better than what they had it. Glory to God. All we got to do is recognize who we are and whose we are. Somebody give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Now I want you to go with me right quickly to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Second Corinthians chapter 4. Amen. Verse 4. Matter of fact, go to verse 3. We're going to do 3 and 4 tonight. Hallelujah. Is everybody there?
Amen.
Amen. I want to show you something. And to recognize it's so important to understand words and how words are spelled. It's so important to understand what is really being said to us through the word. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. And what the Lord reads. He says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Come on here, somebody. So the lost can't recognize the spell. Come on here, somebody. But what about us who are saved and can't recognize the spell? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He says, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them that which believe not. So the job of the enemy is to keep us in unbelief. Come on here, somebody. Because the more he keep us in unbelief, the more our minds are blinded and we can't see what he's doing. Come on here, somebody. So the enemy says, if I can keep you not believing what you're hearing, then I can work in your mind. Come on here, somebody. And as I work in your mind, you won't realize that you are up under my spell. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I mean, that any kind of spell is mind control. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. There are three kinds of spells that the enemy use, three kind of demons that control witchcraft. And these demons are intimidation, manipulation, and domination. Please catch this tonight. There are three demons that control witchcraft. Intimidation, which deals with the look. Manipulation, that deals with somebody being able to speak over you and control you without you knowing that you're being controlled by them. To influence you to do that which is not what the Lord wants you to do. Come on here, somebody. And then domination is a demon that has the mind and the body. Come on here, somebody. Domination means that the demon has come in and is controlling you both mentally and physically. It says, which has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, the light of the anointing, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Come on here, somebody. So once we start believing, then we can allow the anointing of God to shine on our mind. And then God frees us. Come on here, somebody. He frees us from all of the satanic activity that the enemy is trying to do through witchcraft and divination. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. And we hollering about that I once was blind, but now I see. No, if you still doing what you were doing before you got saved, you not see it. You're still being blinded. Mm-hmm. Because no one has come along and told you, no, it's not okay. Mm-hmm. We need to free ourselves. What has celebrating any holiday done for us? But the Lord continuously let us know, look, come out from among them and be ye separate. Somebody give God a praise on tonight. Somebody give God glory on tonight. Hallelujah.
Daddy, I
God want to free us. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. God want to set us free on tonight. Hallelujah. Are there any praises online tonight? Hallelujah. Glory to God. That want to give God the praise. Hallelujah. And then the Bible says, who the Son set free is free indeed. Come on here, somebody. So my freedom was shown in my mannerism, in my conduct. It will show by how I carry myself. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Well, Apostle, if God don't want us to celebrate the holidays, what do he want us to celebrate? Him. Come on here, somebody. God is saying, you can celebrate me all day. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I wish somebody would get happy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Somebody give God the glory right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know we ain't been taught this, child of God, but we need to understand, amen, the difference between your holy and unholy. Come on here, somebody. We can't keep mixing this thing, amen. We got to bring forth what a separation. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I can't let the enemy keep blinding me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I got to believe God's word and take God's word for what it is so it can deliver me, so it can set me free. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And then we sit up there and then we done spent all our money and not realize why we spending it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then after we come out from the spell, then we wonder what we done. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And then we wonder, where did the money go? It went back right to the one that gave it to us. Why? Because they manipulated us to get the money what? Right back to them. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I pray that God will reveal to you the truth of his word on tonight. I pray tonight that God will shine his light on you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I pray tonight that God would allow us to break free of the spell. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I tell somebody tonight, say, neighbor, God don't need no spell. Glory to God. He got all power. Amen. Man need a spell. God don't need no spell. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, how many of you caught that tonight? God don't need no spell. Tell somebody, say, God don't need no spell, neighbor. Hallelujah. God has the power. We just got to have the faith, glory to God, to trust in his word. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give God another shout of praise on tonight. Hallelujah.
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 How many of you are saying tonight, Lord, set me free from the spell, God. Hallelujah. Break this spell off me, Lord. Hallelujah. Every time a holiday come around, I feel like I'm obligated to have to worship the holiday. I feel like I'm obligated to have to go and buy things that I know I don't have the money to buy. Then the next day, I'm looking all crazy, saying, where did the money go? No, the money went, amen, because you listened to another spirit that was not of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody give God a praise on tonight. Hallelujah. Say, neighbor, set yourself free. Glory to God. Receive the truth, neighbor. Amen. So the truth will come online tonight. Glory to God. Every holiday. Hear me, child of God. Every holiday is satanic. Glory to God. There are no good holidays. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Every holiday is influenced so we can give worship to the enemy. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. Amen.
Hallelujah.
How many of you tonight want God to set you free tonight? Hallelujah. I'm telling you, child of God, it's the best. Yes, Lord. It's the best feeling in the world, glory to God. I tell you, amen. I thank the Lord so on tonight, Lord. Thank you for freedom, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for freedom, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the truth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For the truth being able to set me free, glory to God, hallelujah, to make me free. Come on here, somebody. But when the truth came, I didn't reject it, glory to God. I received it for what it was. Come on here, somebody. The truth can only work for us when we receive it for what it is. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on, beloved. Come on and give God praise. So when you give God praise, it helps us to digest the word that we have received. Come on here, somebody. A lot of us, amen, we taste the word, but we don't eat the word. Hallelujah. But my praise helped me to allow the word to go down in my belly. Come on here, somebody. Then now I can say I have ate of him. Because the Bible says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Come on here, somebody. Amen. We need to get past just tasting God. We need to eat God. We need to digest God so that we can become like God. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise on tonight. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. He don't go down because we don't give him the praise that is needed to help the word of God go down. Come on here, somebody. And a lot of times we don't think we serve as two masters, but if you are fighting against the enemy and then you turn around and trying to worship the enemy, you are serving two masters. Come on here, somebody. Then we turn around and talk about that we of God. Amen. But then we lie because we're not of God if we have not let go of the things that God is telling us to. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, on tonight. Thank you, Lord, on tonight. Somebody bless the name of Yahshua on tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And somebody give God one more shout of praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I know this is a hard word tonight, but just say, Lord, help. Amen. Because God come to help us. Amen. Amen. He come to free our heart and our mind. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Come on and give God one more shout. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. How many of you on tonight is ready to be set free? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lift your hands up, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, everyone on tonight that has lifted up their hands, Lord, thank you for the revelation of truth and knowledge, Lord. Thank you for revealing your heart desire to us on tonight. We thank you, Lord, and we give you the praise, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you the glory, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for loving us enough to give us the truth. And Lord, we bless your holy name on tonight, and we lift you up high, Lord. Somebody give God a clap offering. Hallelujah. Somebody give God the praise on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to the Most High God on tonight. Amen. Amen. By the Spirit of God is moving. Amen. Come on in, Elder, and get some of this. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. Bless God, bless God, bless God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Free yourself, hallelujah, from the bondage of these holidays. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mm. Amen. I can testify with the man of God, and I can stand with the man of God and say when you free yourself from these holidays, you're going to be saving a whole lot of money, a whole lot of worry, a whole lot of hate. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We got Christmas coming up. Glory to God. Everybody go broke over this one day. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. That ain't even Jesus' birthday. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It don't even fit the right timeline. Hallelujah. Amen. But yet we celebrate it as if it is. Glory to God. Wasting money. When you free yourself from these holidays. Hallelujah, amen. Mm. Praise God. You're going to free your pocketbook up. You wonder why you always broke and you praying to God for a financial blessing, but you spending all your money on these holidays. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mm. People spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars on meat today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. On barbecue grills that they're going to use once. Glory to God a year. Hallelujah. Why? Praise God. Hallelujah. So they could celebrate today. Hallelujah. But like the man of God said, why can't you celebrate every day? Well, Elder, on Christmas, I just want to give the kids some gifts and show my brethren some love. You can do that every day. On Valentine's Day, I just want to show my faith that I love them. You can do that every day. Easter, I just want to celebrate the resurrection. You can do that every day. I just want to show my mother that I love on Mother's Day. You can do that every day. I just want to show my father that I love him on Father's Day. You can do that every day. I just want to give God thanks on Thanksgiving and eat. You can eat and give God thanks every day of the year. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't got to wait for these days to come around, praise God. This is something you should be doing every single day of the year. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for the word of God on tonight, the man of God bringing forth that word, praise God. Free yourself, hallelujah, from these holidays, praise God. Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Let's pray for the man of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the man of God on tonight. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the word that you gave him to pour out onto your people. Lord, we ask that you rejuvenate him tonight, that you pour back into him the virtue that he has poured out onto your people. And, Lord, continue, Lord, to mold him and shape him. Continue to lead him and guide him. And, Lord, we thank you on today. We praise you on today. We magnify you on today. We love you on today, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And we praise your holy name, for you are truly worthy to be praised. And we thank you, Lord, for the man of God, and bless his seed, hallelujah, and Lord, bless the generational blessing that you have on his life.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we thank you
thank
and praise you,
you.
Hallelujah. Yes, in Jesus' name we pray, amen, and amen. Bless God on tonight, hallelujah. We thank God for the word, hallelujah. Praise God,
yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God. Amen. We are free from these holidays. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Praise God. If this is new to you, praise God, you're going to have to get used to it. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Do yourself a favor and Google these holidays. Find out what they are.
Oh,
about.
Yes.
Praise
thank
God.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
It might blow your mind. Hallelujah, amen. When you find out what Christmas is about, it might blow your mind when you find out what Easter is about. It'll so blow your mind when you find out what Valentine's Day is about. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving is a celebration of murder. Glory to God. We done killed the Indians. We done took the land. Now let's have a feast. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You might want to do your research, amen, before you go out. Hallelujah, amen, and ball out on these days. Praise God. But we thank God on today for the word of God. We thank God for the man of God bringing forth the word of God. Hallelujah. Do we have any testimonies or prayer requests? Hallelujah, before we move forward. Any testimonies or prayer requests at this time? Hallelujah. We thank God. Amen. Praise God.
Well, I have one. I want to thank the Lord that I've been obedient in sowing my 91 seed. I'm so grateful, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We thank God for that testimony. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you are able, praise God, to sow your $91 seed, be obedient, praise God, to the word. Hallelujah of God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your great name.
Well, we thank God on tonight for everybody that called in and tuned in. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless, man of God. Bless, bless, bless. Glad to see y'all on tonight. Amen. Praise God. We will be back online tomorrow night. Hallelujah. Amen. Same time, same channel with more than an hour of power. Praise God. Make sure y'all join us on TikTok Live. Praise God. Make sure y'all join us on Blog Talk Radio tomorrow night, 7 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Midwest, 9 o'clock Central, and 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. More than an hour of power. Hallelujah. We will be live on tomorrow night. We have truly had a blessed time in the Lord. Praise God. Don't forget, amen, about, praise God, Morning Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. With the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, hosted and presided over by my brother in Christ, our very own, the Apostle Elder Nate Curry. That's every morning, 6 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Midwest. Hallelujah. 8 o'clock Central Standard Time and 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. That's a.m. Praise God. Hallelujah. Join Apostle Curry and the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship for Morning Glory. And don't forget, hallelujah, amen, coming up September the 7th. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Apostle Curry and myself, amen, we'll be presiding on the Holy Ghost prayer line. Praise God. Hallelujah. We were invited. Praise God. So we want y'all to come and support us on that day. Praise God. Hallelujah. Apostle Curry, we'll be bringing forth a word from the Lord on that day. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we thank God for the invitation. And we ask, amen, praise God, that y'all come support us so we can show up and we can show out. Praise God. Hallelujah. That is in the morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. 7 a.m. Let me make sure I got this, 9 a.m., praise God, Pacific time, 10 a.m. Midwest, 11 o'clock a.m., praise God, Central Standard Time, and noon on the East Coast, praise God. Join us for that midday service, the Holy Ghost Prayer Line, hallelujah, with Pastor Mac Page, hallelujah, and Sister Denise. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we thank God for everything God is doing in the ministry. Amen. We thank God for everything God is doing in each and every last one of our lives. We have truly been blessed with a word from the Lord on today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Come out of these holidays. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, amen. Hallelujah.
And you can save yourself some money. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, praise God. If you come up out these holidays, we thank God on today. We thank God for the man of God bringing forth that word. Like I said, we've had a blessed time in the Lord. I'm going to turn it back over into the hands of the man of God and let him give his final announcements and the benediction on tonight. It's back in your hands, man of God. Hallelujah.
Bless you, my brother. Bless you, man of God. Amen. Let us be obedient to what we have heard. Amen. Concerning schedule that God has put out for us. Amen. Thanking God for you all that are tuning in to get the word of God. It is a blessing to be able to eat every day. Amen. But that's how we are supposed to be. Amen. In the natural, if you don't feed your body every day, you're not going to be feeling right. Come on, but unless you're on a Holy Ghost fast. Amen. But other than that, amen, the body needs food in order to maintain, in order to hold up the spirit man. And so it's the same way, amen, in the spiritual realm. We need food. We need for God to feed us. That's why the Lord said, give us this day what our daily bread. Amen. And then it says, man shall not live by what? Bread alone. Didn't say you didn't need bread to live. It just said you don't live by bread alone. Because we're not just living to eat. But we eat to live. Come on here, somebody. Some people live to eat. And that means you have no control over your appetite. But we thank God on tonight that he's feeding us and he's feeding us real good. Amen. How many will agree with that, that God is feeding us real good on tonight? Hallelujah. So we thank God that he feeds us good every night. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because we got some good cooks in the house.
Amen.
So we're thanking God on tonight. Amen. Thanking God for those who are faithful in the $9 and $1 seed. Continue, amen, to obey God. We're going to thank God on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's have a moment of prayer before we dismiss. Father, we thank you and we give you praise on tonight. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for what you have spoken to our hearts on tonight. Lord, we give you praise, honor, and glory. Lord God, we just bind the hand of the enemy. We rebuke the devil right now, God. And we thank you right now, God, in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Father, we thank you. We thank you right now, and we give you the praise and the glory, Father. Hallelujah. Father, God, we ask you tonight, God, to just continue to help us, Lord. Hallelujah. And we give you the praise and the glory, and we bless your name on tonight. Father, bless your people. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Yo, this back in your hands, man of God.
Amen. Amen. We thank you, man of God, on tonight. Praise God. And like we said, we'll be back on tomorrow night. And on behalf of Apostle Curry, our first ladies, we love each and every last one of y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Y'all go with God. Don't forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. And just remember, he'll never, ever put more on you than you can bear. Y'all have a blessed night. We're going to see y'all next time on More Than Our World Power.
Yeah. The burden can't stay on me if I worship God, hallelujah. The yoke can't be around my neck, it got to go. He mad over Sandalabasando. God is saying rejoice, why? Because it is broken. Somebody give God a prayer.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor right quick and say, neighbor, give the devil his burden back. You'll be carrying that it don't belong to you. Hallelujah. Tell him, something. Say, neighbor, give the devil back his burden. You ain't got no business carrying nothing. Then something has to break. It can no longer remain the same. His burden will be lifted from off your shoulders. Come on, listen. The first place you don't feel the anointing is in your shoulders. Hallelujah. Your shoulders are going to feel lighter. Your shoulders are going
to... You're
going
to be able to move like you need to.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me
when everyone else around me, yeah.
Everyone else
could only see.
Could only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When God walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me
when everyone else around me, yeah. Oh,
when everyone else,
yeah,
around,
yeah,
me, could
only
see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, see, he is mine and I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Happy singing,
yeah, girl.
Happy,
he is mine. Because there are some folk in here that people have wrote you off, said you would never amount to anything.
said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time, what did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore. He didn't look at you and say that you were going to make it. God looked at you and what did he see? What did he see?
He saw the best. The best.
What did he see?
The best.
I said, 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 what did he see?
The best.
Can I sing the verse one time? Listen to this, y'all. I love this. I love this. Sing. See, he's mine, and I'm his. It doesn't matter what I do, but he only sees me who I am. Ooh, Lord. Yeah. He's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me who I am. Sing it one time. We're going to go back to it. He is mine. Oh, oh, oh.
He's mine. And I
am his.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me.
And the reason why he sees me who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
He only sees me.
He only sees me for who I am.
He saw the best.
He saw